Okay, very good. So now we have the opportunity to do some meditation, which is a wonderful thing to do for about 25 minutes. And of course, you can see just meditation. Let's start off with a happy mind. So all of you in desperate trouble, don't worry, it can't get any worse. It can only get better. That's a wonderful sign. It's now going to get better from now on, the next 25 minutes. And those of you who are already happy, it's going to get even happier. Either way, meditation learns how to build up the stillness, the peace of the mind, to get more and more joy. We start off with just checking our body, making sure your body is nice and comfortable. I like starting off with checking out my posture, the way I'm sitting. Because my old body has just been around a long time. I want to make sure that it's getting healthier and more comfortable. So I care for my body. Always remember this saying of someone 100 years of age. Give some advice, they asked. He said, if I'd have only known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken much better care of myself. So, taking care of yourself means being aware, sensitive to your bodily feelings. Starting with your legs, make sure they're really comfortable. And the more you look, the more you understand about your body. Even sitting down, to the legs, the knees need to be further apart. If you're on a chair, you need to tuck the feet in a bit closer or push them further out. If you're sitting cross-legged, do you have to be in full lotus or half lotus or no lotus? How are your feet right now? Make sure they're as comfortable as you possibly can manage. And just because you start in one position, you can always adjust the posture during the meditation. Don't suffer because of a mistake you made at the beginning. Then you check your bottom, your butt. Straight away I realized my cushion is just too far back. I'm going to adjust it. Otherwise, sometimes people, oh, their legs go to sleep. Can they get this unpleasant feeling? So, see if you can get your butt just nice. I always take a lot of wisdom from dogs. I see when they sit down or they go to sleep, they just go round and round and round until they find the most comfortable position, and then they can sleep really well. Because they're actually aware of their body and comfort. And then stretch my back so the back is really comfortable. It's really getting very aware of your body and its feelings. Getting in touch with this vehicle. Your legs, your butt, your back, your arms, head, in which we live. And I always like to relax my shoulders. The usual simile, I imagine them just to be these bundle of muscles like strings, all stretched because I've been working or just doing stuff. And then I imagine just letting go of both ends of those bundle of strings. Because tension means something is being stretched, being pulled apart. Now imagine something doing the pulling and just letting go, releasing the tightness and tension and letting the muscles go to their default, natural position where nothing is being forced, nothing is being stretched or pressed. It's just natural and free. Now go down to my arms and hands. It doesn't matter exactly where you put your hands. As long as they're comfortable. So I don't follow books. I just ask my hands, are you comfortable down there? Asking a question of your own body. Hands, are you comfortable? You get an answer. Asking a question is one very effective way of getting an answer. And the answer is being aware, mindful, sensitive to the feelings in your own body. And the more you do this, the more you open up and awaken to the sensations in the body. You can actually feel your body. And the body tells you so much about your emotions, your fears, your desires. Because many of those are exhibited as feelings on your body. So you get to know when you're tired. It's a certain type of feeling in the body. When you're anxious, another type of feeling. When you're at peace, very beautiful feeling. The body relaxes. I'm going to go up to my neck, make sure that head's properly balanced, and usually have some sort of allergies. My father had asthma. Just irritations in the throat. So if I cough, well, thank you. You can cough too. I will cough with you. Out of empathy. So it's okay to cough if you need to cough. When I care for my throat, it relaxes. I don't never try and control it. Be care for it. Make peace with it. Be a friend to it. If you're a friend with somebody, they become a friend to you. Then I go up to my face, because there are many emotions are written on your facial muscles. Anger, fear, disgust, whatever it is, the muscles in the face go into a certain situation. So that means I can be aware of my emotional states by reading the muscles on my own face, and also how to relax those muscles. When you're aware, mindfulness gives you feedback. In other words, you can see how those muscles change. And why? What do you do to make the muscles around your eyes all scrunch up? Or just open up and relax? Muscles around your mouth. Totally relaxed. At peace. You can feel that. I also, lastly, just go 2 inches behind my eyes, where my brain is supposed to be. I know that you're not supposed to be able to know feelings in the brain. There's supposed to be no nerve endings there. But I imagine my poor brain working hard, especially the last day after finishing a little private retreat. So much work, doing so much. My poor brain is tired. I can imagine that feeling of tiredness in the brain. And imagine relaxing it. Imagine soothing it. Telling my brain it doesn't need to work. You can just relax. I can imagine feeling the feedback that my brain is relaxing, feeling more at peace. It's not being pushed to inspire anybody, it's not worrying about what I'm going to say. Just leave it alone. Make peace with your brain. Allow it to be. And then, before I leave my body and go into the mind, I start to see the body as a unit, just one thing, as a whole, connected. This whole body just sitting here, relaxed. To me, I regard it as like a tingling feeling, very pleasant. Just like when you first wake up in the morning after a really good rest, feel really good. My body feels so good. It's like it's been to a spa. I've never been to a spa, so I don't really know what I'm talking about, but what I imagine being to a spa is like. Just checking it out. No tight spots. No aches, no pains. Just a delightful, relaxed body. And it feels very pleasant. I'm not afraid of feeling that delight, because it makes me more relaxed. I'm just lingering here for a moment or two. You deserve some relaxation. You also notice as you're enjoying the relaxation of this moment, you're not really concerned about your past or your future. The delight of now kind of blocks out all the problems you've had to face to get here today, and anything which might be happening to you in the future. The delight of now. And now is the place your future is made. You learn from the present moment much, much more than you learn from the past. So learn from now how to relax, because you deserve it. Now to get to the mind, how peaceful are you? How agitated? Number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful. Number 10 is agitated. 0 is dead. Please don't say 0. What makes you more peaceful? Because when you're mindful, aware, focusing your awareness on one thing, just peace or opposite agitation, the peaceometer, it soon becomes quite clear what makes you more peaceful and what makes you agitated. You don't need to take notes in your mind, don't think and try and remember stuff, put it in words, feel it. Life tells us about, you know, the thinking type of intelligence. Now we're doing the emotional intelligence. How peace is generated. Even in the most difficult situations, you can always find some peace if you know where to look. Really relaxing the mind. Just like relaxing the body. You let go of what pulls and squashes. What pulls you apart is the past and the future, dragging you away from this moment. Always deceiving you into thinking you must plan or you have to remember. That's a deception. You don't have to. Be in this moment much more. Or squashing the burden of other people's expectations of you, which are not really there. Always trying to please others squashes your freedom. Just be. And feel the mind become very, very peaceful. Your awareness, your mindfulness is learning just what peace and what agitation are, and what causes them. You learn you don't need to say so much inside. You learn you don't have to be so afraid. You're safe in this moment. And for those of you who naturally start watching your breathing, it's the only thing which is really moving. Breathing in, breathing out, that's all. Keep it simple. Just regarding your breathing like a friend. You're just chilling out with them. Can you feel the in-breath? As it breathes in, it brings in energy and health and purity. All the good things come in with your in-breath. As you breathe out, all the stress, all the sickness, all the toxins, all the used stuff which goes out with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Freedom, health. Breathing out the past. Breathing out pain and sickness. Breathing in peace. Breathe out. Let go. Being in the moment. Just content to be here. This is where we learn, we understand our body, our mind. We As we feel our body, we feel our mind. Don't think about it. Know it. I'm getting close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside? What worked and what didn't work? Especially so you can value just what meditation does for you, for your body and for your mind. Don't judge yourself. Just know the secret of peace, a relaxed body and a peaceful mind. I'll now ring the gong 3 times. Just savor every sound of the gong. And only add the third ring of the gong. Only then open your eyes to come out of the meditation of the third ringing of the gong. To whatever mug is sitting in here, please smile at the end of the meditation. Oh, thank you. That gives me much more encouragement.